May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And thank you, and please be seated. Today's parable of the sower is found in the Gospels of St. Matthew, St. Mark, and St. Luke. Not all the parables are in all three synoptic Gospels. This one is. And until this particular parable, most of Christ's parables were short, two or three verses, and to the point, such as the parable of the wineskin in chapter 5, verses 36 through 39, or the parable of the blind leading the blind in chapter 6, verses 39 through 42. So you may ask the question that many of us ask, why did Christ teach in parables? Because often they're hard to understand. Well, the answer is this. He taught parables for three reasons. One, to reveal the truth to his disciples. Two, to hide its meaning from his enemies. And thirdly, to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah 55:10 that describes the kingdom of God and gives us an important warning on how we listen to God's word. It is no small favor to hear the scriptures taught and preached. There is great punishment awaiting those who teach falsely. The scriptures are often deep and mysterious, and it is not for everyone to interpret. However, when they hear it and meditate on the message, they will receive an understanding from God. So we must regularly study the scriptures and feed on them in our hearts. We are to grow and mature as Christians and not remain on mother's milk, crawling on our hands and knees as children do. In the parable of the sower, we have a planter, we have four kinds of seeds, and we have four kinds of soils. The first seeds fell wayside and were trampled by men and devoured by birds. The second seeds fell on rocky soil and sprang up, but soon withered away for lack of moisture. The third seeds fell among thorns, sprang up, but their growth was quickly choked off. And the fourth seeds fell on good ground, and they sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. In verse 8, Christ ends his parable by saying this, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." I can think of several observations to this short verse. First, we must be careful how we interpret it. Second, it represents those who see but are blind, and those who hear but are deaf. Three, many will hear this parable, but few will understand it. And fourthly, even the disciples needed Christ to interpret this parable. For later in that day they were in private session with him, where he explained its meaning. In another gospel, St. Mark chapter 4, Christ explains this parable to them by saying this, "And he said to them, the sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside when the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. The message of this parable is this. All Christians fall in one of these four categories of seeds. The question is, which category of seed are we? There are many who claim to be Christian, but the evidence is contrary. This statement is not a judgmental statement. It is stating a fact of Scripture, St. Matthew chapter 7, where Christ said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, Jesus?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" That's Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23. Remember in verse 10, "To you it has been given the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Billy Graham was reported as saying, "What percentage of those who claim to be a Christian are they?" His reply was 2 out of 10, those in a congregation. Even the parable of the sower gives us a ratio of 1 in 4. Yet if you recall the parable of the 10 virgins, the ratio there is 1 out of every 2, 5 of 10, remember? In summary, who or what do you think is the seed? Well, the seed is the Word of God. St. John writes in chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, Christ, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." So let's break it down one more time. The wayside soul represents Christians who hear the word but do not act on it. As soon as something more exciting comes along, out the door and into the street they go. I think they are the ones who think something better is just around the corner. Their thoughts are on the temporary things of this earth and not on the eternal things of heaven. These are the ones who fall for fool's gold and not the real gold. The devil cometh and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they believe and be saved. The second, the rocky soul, represents Christians who hear and receive the word with joy. They become the temporary Christians. They are the warm and fuzzy Christians. When they receive Christ, they are on a high octane of emotions. They return to church seeking that same high, but find that is not there. They come back a third time, and their emotions are even less. And soon they drift away. They're disillusioned and in despair, for they have no root. They believe for a while, but eventually they, like the wayside Christians, fall victim to the snares of the devil. The third, thorny soul, represents the Christians who make it past the third Sunday service and last about a year or two, perhaps up to 5 years. They get involved in services and come on with a gusto, but soon fizzle out and lose interest because they are attending for their own purposes, for self-gratification, for their indulgences, rather than being at a service to repent, to be reconciled, and to worship God. They get choked by their own vanity that causes them to seek edification of their Christianity and do the talk, but do not do the walk. They are choked with the cares and concerns of this life, as well as its riches and pleasures, and bring no fruit to perfection. They are more like the Sadducees and Pharisees who play the game, for they are in it for self rather than for God. They know the Scriptures, but they do not know the Word. They live by recognition rather than faith, and soon they will be choked to death because they live above reproach, and when temptation comes along, they soon fall away. And finally, the fourth soul, the good soul, represents those Christians who are the true believers. And I believe most everyone in this parish are true believers whose hearts are noble and good. You attend regularly, and you are committed to God's service. We may be on various levels of spiritual maturity, but we are not caught up in life's cares, its riches, or its pleasures. We have received the Word, Christ Jesus, and allowed Him to mold our lives. We have been teachable. We have been obedient. And along the way, we have developed the true Christian character and produced abundant fruit for God's kingdom. Also remember, it only takes one bad apple to ruin a whole bushel. You will never see the rotten apple become good fruit, so be careful of the company you keep. As Christ tells us, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Allow Christ to minister to you, and let his words meditate on your heart, and then they will soon become a part of you. The question, which soil are you, is yours to make. One day when your spirit and flesh are waging war against each other, remember the words of that beautiful refrain written by Helen Howarth Lemuel in 1922 entitled The Heavenly Vision. She writes, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Thanks be to God.